Quacks dripping, honey. What do you say? I got a brand new podcast that you'll want to play. It's Backtracks, Aerosmith Revisited. My name is Corey Morissette, joined as always from New York State, St. John Mariano. How are you doing tonight, John?
I'm doing flipping terrific. I just had some waffles for dinner.
Ooh.
And my God, like, we should do breakfast for dinner more often.
Right? Like, why is that not a thing? Like, at least twice a week, waffles for supper. I'm with you on that one.
I did whatever a 9,000 step walk was with my buddy tonight, and I felt like I had earned high calorie dinner. So here I am, and I'm like, I'm going to make myself some fucking waffles.
And you know, speaking of earning something, we've earned a very special visit. This is show, what are we, 31, 32? We finally got our dream guest. He's your buddy and mine, from the Truly Bizarre World, from the Feeding the Monster podcast feed. It's the one and only Jeff Saunders. Mr. Saunders, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. And in regards to what Johnny just said, I work nights. So, I mean, I always have breakfast for dinner, I think, or dinner for breakfast. One of those. I don't know. Both of those, maybe. And I got to say, like, your intro, Corey, I just got to say, you had me at honey.
There you have it, folks. The best Pooh Bear impersonation of this side of the Mississippi, Mr. Jeff Saunders. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our friend and sponsor, Mr. Ken Knapsack and Pop Rockin' Radio. Ken Knapsack's Pop Rockin' Radio, the big hits, album cuts, and B-sides from the rock and pop world that make up the soundtracks of our lives. Look for live shows and make requests. Sing, dance, and celebrate the music with the Pop Rockin' Radio community. Jeff, are you checking out Pop Rockin' Radio every chance you get?
I at least once a week I do some popping and I do some rocking, and I love what Ken's putting out there. It's like the best radio show that's not on the radio.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I miss that interaction a DJ has with his mm-hmm. playlist and on the radio and stuff. And like you said, we don't get that anymore. So it's a real callback, a real throwback for older fellers like myself and like John. You're still a young pup though, Jeff. So you probably don't long for the days of radio like we do.
I don't know about that. I put a lot of moisturizer on, so I don't look my age.
Well, I look like I don't look a day over 83. So, but John is looking great tonight. John, you came in with a lot of energy for the first time in forever. It can't just be the waffles.
It's Jeff. It's completely Jeff. Like, I am so excited that Jeff is here. Like, I don't know if the audience knows this, but I originally pitched that. Like, Corey has taken credit for pulling me out of retirement.
That's right.
I was begging to do a podcast with Jeff for a long time, and he kept turning me down.
No.
And, like, Corey was the other girl, like, in the situation of, like, I really wanted to be with Jeff, and Jeff rejected me, so now I'm with Corey.
I can't even be offended by that because I was,
you know, it was all part of my plan because I'm into threesomes.
There you have it. We got a three-way going tonight, folks, and we're going to talk a little Aerosmith now because Jeffrey Saunders is our guest tonight. He picked the songs on the die, and like every guest we've had on so far, he loaded that fucker with all the big hits you can imagine. Let's go through quick what we're picking from tonight. We have Pink, which was on our die, our normal die that John and I have going. Love in an Elevator. Geez, that was kind of a big song. Crying, Crazy, Living on the Edge. The trifecta from Get a Grip and Ragdoll from Permanent Vacation. So, Jeff, maybe tell us, why did you select these tracks in particular?
Okay, well, this is very similar to the story I told you guys when I did the podcast Will Rock with you and Mark, and John also was there. And I grew up in Northeast Texas, and really about the time I was of an age where I would have started listening to like the rock and roll and watching the MTV, they took it away. Our local cable providers, along with, I guess, people that were very civic in our community, thought that the MTV would lead us to the devil. So they got rid of it. And I didn't really experience a lot of that until I went to college in 1993. And that's when, like a lot of the bands that I enjoy now, that's when I first got really, really, really introduced to them. And Aerosmith had just, I think, gosh, I don't know the album that came out in 93, but they had just put it out and they had all the music videos. Yep. With the Alicia Silverstones and the Liv Tylers, and I was a young man full of hormones, and they were just great, man. And I think the first Aerosmith album I bought came out either that year or the next year, and it was like a greatest hits. I think it was Big Ones,
right?
And most of the songs I think that I put on the Die Tonight came from that album.
Now, I'm pretty sure I made this joke on the Van Halen show, but what was it like growing up in Footloose? Did you do a lot of tractor race chicken, playing chicken? Was Chris Penn there?
No, it was pretty normal, man. There's my parents, until I had a driver's license, you know, I listened to whatever was on their radio in the car. So they listened to country music. So that's pretty much what I listened to growing up. And, you know, country is like any other genre. There's good stuff and there's bad stuff. But as soon as I got a taste of the devil's music, oh man.
Oh, those hips started to swivel. And that's when
right.
Jeff became really popular with John Mariano, especially.
So yeah, no, we listen to one genre on the show. It's called Aerosmith. Mm-hmm. And you're right. There are some amazing songs in that genre, and we've had some crap, you know, and that might offend some listeners. We've had some stinkers that we've listened to that were pretty easy to kick off our mixtape. And that's the ultimate goal, is we're going to put together this mixtape for the folks. And Jeff, thanks for helping us tonight with this.
My pleasure.
And by selecting these six tracks, we're all but guaranteeing a new song is going on the mixtape and something's going to have to come off. But we'll get to that discussion when the time comes. What do you say? We grab the die by the balls, we roll it and see what we come up with. All right, here we go, and we're going to roll Crazy, one of the big ballads from Get a Grip, released in 1993. I saw John and Jeff immediately start smiling. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows this track. Jeff, maybe tell us, you said 93 was kind of when you got in Aerosmith, so that would have been this album, Get a Grip. This
right,
is one of the singles
right.
And one of the videos you mentioned.
This was one of the videos. There was some, I believe, Alicia Silverstein, right? Is that right? No.
Silverstone.
Yeah. I was right the first time. I should keep up with like...
Is this the one where she bungee jumps?
No, that was Crying, I believe. This is the one...
Yeah, I think that was Crying.
And they
share... This is where... Was this the one where stuff got spilt on the computer?
No, that's when...
Or maybe that was just... Yeah. Maybe that was just my dorm room. I don't know.
So here's a quick question before we get into this, because these three songs in particular are very easy to conflate. The Crying, Crazy, Amazing trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is your favorite of the three guys?
Well, mine is got to be Crying. That's one of my top five, maybe favorite Aerosmith songs of all time. But Crazy is right up there too. A real standout from a pretty great album, Get a Grip. So I would vote for Crying, but I'm not sad that we rolled Crazy tonight. Jeff, what would be your favorite of the three?
Yeah, you know, I think Pink. Or was that wasn't a choice.
Yeah, that wasn't a choice. He asked about Crying, Crazy.
Oh. I just know Pink is my favorite color. anyway, of these... Maybe probably this one here. There's a story to this that like not about me listening to the song, but just, you know, the story the lyrics tell. You know, I think any of us that have been in a long term or just a wild relationship, we can kind of relate to, right? And you know, I'm no longer a married man, but you know, there was a time when I was, and I was a pretty happy married man at part of that time. And this is a song that really jived with the crazy, crazy, crazy stuff that went on then.
Well, what's funny is, this was the summer I actually started dating, and my first girlfriend and I, this was our song, because it just the way the world works sometimes, right, mm-hmm. guys? She loved this song. That's what we bonded over. That's why we kind of fell for each other for a bit there, was we both had a common love of Aerosmith. These three songs just hit at the right time, because mm-hmm. you want to go do a slow dance with your girlfriend on like in front of your car or something, like this is a song to do it to.
And because I was single at the time, maybe that's why I went with Crying, because that's not really a dancing song, but yeah, Crazy, and to a lesser extent, Amazing. certainly fit that bill. That kind of loving will turn a man into a slave. What do you say, boys? Should we spin Crazy from 1993's Get a Grip?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
Come here, baby. You know you drive me up a wall, the way you make good for all the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways.
I love how a ballad just kicks in with Steven Tyler saying, come here, baby. Like, can you start a song any better than that? I don't think so.
I wish I was just 1% as cool as this man.
We all do. We all do.
What's strange to me is a lot of the songs that Corey and I've listened to, and we're through 30 something now, that they usually start with a big musical intro. And this puts Steven at the top, front and center, little harmonica, and sets the mood pretty early that we're in for a kick-ass ballad, and his vocals are gonna overwhelm us. And like we all know what's coming next because we've heard the song, and we know why Jeff put this on the die. And this is very much a Steven Tyler song.
Yeah, and you talked about those vocals, man. One of his best vocal performances about to come forward here in this first verse.
Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to Hollywood. Girl, you've been giving me the line so many times it kind of gets like feeling bad. Looks good.
Right now, I can't see your guys' hands, but you both got the sexy bedroom eyes going. I don't know. Were you touching yourself a little bit there, Jeff?
When am I not? But no, not right now. I'm not. But that's a valid question while we're listening to this, because it really has that vibe. And you know, one thing that I think is like really kind of different here than like a lot of the love songs that you hear, especially like from this time and from, you know, rock and roll type love songs or ballads. This one, Steven Tyler is like so vulnerable, right? He is not the alpha in this relationship. I like a dominant woman. We were just talking earlier about the She-Hulk trailer, and I dig it because I like a dominant woman, and this is how I have felt like often in relationships, and I'm not mad about it or sad about it. It's just, you know, it's just I kind of what I sort of look for, I think.
Yeah, I just really like that this song feels like something I think I can sing along to, and like you guys see me like lip syncing to it, but in reality, how quickly Steven I want to say fumbles through the lines, but he enunciates every piece of this. And there's no way, like the saying you're leaving on a 7:30 train and you're heading, like that part of it, the way he rambles through that at the speed he goes through it, I would never make it through that line. And you're heading out to Hollywood. Like that's my speed.
Well, and he sings it with such soul and such passion too, right? There's that blues background, right? You say you'll even own this, like he just nails that perfect. And then he's doubling his harmony on there, right? On Hollywood, right? That perfect Steven Tyler harmony is just fantastic, but nothing but good when it comes to Crazy thus far.
When Steven you know, he's singing a song, he's harmonizing, but when he throws those flares in there like that, honey, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like he's not even saying the H there, but like we know what he's saying, and it's just it's like from his gut that he's singing, right? What are you guys feeling at this point in the song?
You know what? For me, I was really listening on that chorus. Like the band has so much going on underneath that amazing vocal. Like Tom will kind of break out a little bass kind of number during one of the slower sections. We have Joe is just his guitar tone on this song is amazing, and it's really coming through. But like, you know, Joey's locked in, Brad's locked in. Like the band is on a slower song where you think, this might be kind of dull for him because it's really the Steven Tyler show. They're putting a lot of shit back there. We had some harmonica back in the mix there, like a lot of cool stuff. If you really kind of put on some headphones and listen to what the band's doing during the chorus of this song, you're going to pick up some real gems.
Yeah. It's a love ballad, but it's rock and roll, right?
Absolutely. You got a little mandolin in there. Like, they're throwing everything in this track. It's
I'm half waiting for Lady and the Tramp to show up and eat the meatball.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for cowbell.
That's the only thing missing so far is a little
cowbell. Right.
Yeah. Packing up your stuff and talking like it's tough and trying to tell me that it's time to go.
Joe Perry and the guitar going on right now has no business being in this song. And for me right now, it's everything.
And just wait for the solo. He puts in a classic ballad solo in this song. It's fantastic. But the mandolin was super cool. And then Steven, just for all us yokels who think we can sing along to this song, right? Because I know you ain't wearing nothing underneath that overcoat, takes it into Steven Tyler range where nobody can catch him. Like, yeah. He is truly one of the greatest rock vocalists of all time, in my opinion. It's definitely one of my top Joe Perry solos. I love that solo.
Yeah. You know, like over on the other show, the Van Halen show that you guys do, you and Mark, like y'all often talk about Eddie's guitaring sounding like, can I swear on here?
Sure.
Yes.
Sounding like fucking, right?
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like fucking, but man, this sounds like the deepest, dirtiest, sweatiest making out that I could possibly imagine.
You know what?
And I love it, man. I definitely I need a girlfriend to listen to this with, like, really bad right now.
So wait, you're saying that this song doesn't sound like fucking to you?
I'm saying that I don't think it's quite there, but I think it might lead to that.
You know, it's making love.
This is like making love. Yeah.
Right. No, I'm fine if it's making love and it's not quite like dirty fucking.
Yeah.
But pants are off.
And
things are happening. And wonderful, weird things are happening to this song right now.
There's a lot of glistening.
Glistening, yes. The no asshole fingering, but glistening, yes.
Yes.
I will say that in some circles, crazy gets kind of a bad rap because of it's being overplayed on the radio. Mm-hmm. And it's overplayed on the radio for a reason.
It's good.
It's a damn good song,
yeah.
Right? You can't deny that. And listening to it kind of in a vacuum, like we're listening to it now, you can't deny how great this song is.
It's really true. The band actually won a Grammy for this song, Best Rock Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal in 1994. The video was ranked 23rd in VH1's top 100 music videos of all time. On the US Billboard Hot 100, it got up to 17. So it was a top 20 hit. Canada hit number 3. Like, there's a reason, like you said, John, it's overplayed on the radio because it's that fucking good.
That note is insane coming off of everything else he just did.
Yeah.
Like, can we just take a minute and take that thing in? Corey, we don't normally do this. Is there any chance you could rewind it and replay? You might go a little bit further back, but that's fine. Just to hear that note one more time for everybody, because that is insanity.
You got it. My pleasure. Here we go.
And now that's the difference between a lovemaking orgasm and a fucking orgasm.
Okay, but which one was that?
Oh, that's the lovemaking orgasm. I don't know if it's picking up on my mic, but like my neighbors in the apartment next door, their dogs are moaning right now.
Oh.
So I think the power of this song is like getting them riled up too.
Well, at least somebody's getting it on tonight. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, John, Jeff, and I need a cigarette now, so you guys talk amongst yourselves. That's crazy. From 1993's Get a Grip, written by Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and Desmond Child. All that guy does is write hits, produced by Bruce Fairbairn. The video is a classic. The song is a classic. Good call, Jeff. I'm very glad we spun this tonight.
You know me too.
Awkward, do you guys realize what the most awkward part of that song was? That Corey lost so much of his mind that he threw to me to talk to myself while Jeff and Corey were going to go smoke a cigarette. Who the fuck am I supposed to talk to? Wait, what's going on? What's going on there, man?
You got a fucking BB-8 behind you there. Talk to him.
The audience has no idea what's going on behind the curtain. I prefer it that way. Okay. That's why we're not actually on camera. because they don't need to know about BB-8 or Scream or Yoda or anything else going on behind me.
All right, guys. So the question we want to know is,
any good?
That song any good?
No!
Oh, John didn't like it. Jeff, of course, forgetting he was on a podcast, gave a thumbs up. We don't have a sound clip on this show, Jeff.
Oh, sorry.
To play. I can do this for you if you like.
Outstanding.
The dream is on. Does that make it Aerosmith worthy?
No, that different song.
Dream on.
Come on, everybody talk about ministers, sinisters, banisters, canisters, bishops and fishops and rabbis and papas and baba, baba, baba.
That's what we do here, Jeff.
All right. Well, I say keep it. I think this one should be on your playlist.
What's with the juju bees on your ooh bees?
Well, I hit my no button for the first time on this show, because you were asking if this song was good. And this song is outstanding.
Outstanding. Absolutely.
So, I like your style, sir.
All right, Jeff, you got to help us out with this now. We have a tiebreaker vote here tonight. We have 18 songs that are currently on the mixtape. I see them on your screen here. I'll recap them for the folks listening at home, too. We currently have Sweet Emotion, a live cut, Shut Up and Dance, Let the Music Do the Talking, No More, No More, Chip Away the Stone, Nobody's Fault, The Other Side, Bone to Bone, Coney Island Whitefish Boy, Rats in the Cellar, Permanent Vacation, Janie's Got a Gun, Moving Out, Girl Keeps Coming Apart, Seasons of Wither, Sick as a Dog, Eat the Rich, Mama Kin, and Just Push Play. So if we want to put Crazy on the mixtape, we got to take one of those songs off.
Oh, man. I usually like
throwing it to John so he can nominate something so everybody can get mad at him. Out of those 18, John, what would you replace with Crazy?
I've been pushing for Just Push Play for a while. I'm still going to keep pushing on that button till we hit it.
And I would have no problem with that. Crazy absolutely deserves to be on the mixtape more than Just Push Play. Jeff, you probably don't even know what that song is, do you?
I don't. I haven't pushed play yet.
Okay. But you like Crazy? You're cool with that going on the mixtape here?
Abso-friggin-lutely.
All right. We're putting Crazy on there. Sorry, Just Push Play. We're just hitting delete. You're gone. Now, I'm going to bring up something controversial live on the air here. But Jeff, you joined us for one show. We usually record three of these. This is the first one of the night. You feel like sticking around for another show? No pressure. Everyone's listening and waiting. They need more Jeff.
No.
Oh, fuck off, John.
I'm hoping that you're doing that like you did earlier, like because you really want me to be here.
Absolutely. I just asked you. You want to come back for another show?
Yeah, sure, man. This was a blast.
Cool. So then what we're going to do is we're going to edit your dice here. We're going to take Crazy off, and now you've got to nominate a new song to go on it. So can you name another Aerosmith song that you would put on this list?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the Armageddon song.
I don't want to miss a thing.
Want to miss a thing. John have been, and you know, it was bound to be a guest that put it on their junk. I don't know if you or I were ever going to put it on.
Oh, I had plans. I had big plans that this was going to be like the, if we did 300 episodes, this would be the 300th song.
Yeah, I think I have some Oreo cookies in the pantry.
You got some animal crackers for you. All right, so folks, on the next show, which is going to be show 33, the songs up for selection are Pink, Loving an Elevator, Crying, Living on the Edge, Ragdoll, and I Don't Want to Lick Your Thing from the Armageddon movie. Oh, boy. This could be a good one. Jeff's coming back for another show. John's bound to be cranky. I'm looking forward to it. Jeff, you got anything you want to plug before we call it a night here?
Yeah. I occasionally put out some stuff under my alter ego, Hillbilly Scribs. You can find that on the YouTubes, on the podcasts. You just look up Hillbilly Scribs and you'll find me.
Awesome. John, anything you want to plug for somebody else here tonight?
I mean, I plug Ken. Go follow him at Forest Center and support. Mm-hmm. He and Jennifer Landa and Joseph Scrimshaw talking about Star Wars, all your Star Wars needs. They're incredible people covering a great story, brand, whatever you want to call it nowadays. But they're covering all things Star Wars, and they're doing it in a way that most people don't do it on the internet. They're doing it with cordial conversation, and they're doing it, they're giving you insights that you're not getting anywhere else. So go get on that, because they can definitely use your support, and they're doing it better than anyone else in the space right now.
Nope, that's very, very true. And of course, Ken Napsok on his Patreon, you can follow him there. He's got a ton of shows, as well as Force Center. He's doing some great stuff. The Game of Thrones rewatch. Saturday Night Napsok is a favorite of everybody on this call. And of course, Pop Rock and Radio, absolutely killing it. If you're so inclined and you want to check out my Van Halen show, it's called And the Podcast Will Rock. Drops every Friday morning with Mark Kammeyer, where we're breaking down the Van Halen catalog one track at a time. But that's what we're doing here, too. And we've got a pretty cool little mixtape going. And Jeff's coming back for one more show. We got another pretty big song to the mixtape, possibly. I can't wait for the discussion. I don't want to miss a thing. Honestly, John, I'm really hoping we spin that next show. How about you?
I can't wait. If we do talk Jeff in for a third episode, I think we should stick Jeff with our traditional dice, thanks to him throwing that song onto the stack.
There you go. We can introduce him to maybe a deeper cut from Aerosmith.
Sure.
Have to wait for that one. So on behalf of my partner, John Mariano, my good friend, Jeff Saunders, and myself, Corey Morissette, thank you very much for checking out Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited. And as always, we give the final word to Steven Tyler.